Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
8, 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Twitterless heroine, the ring announcer to the stars, the most professional podcaster, and most importantly, the queen of soft style, Miranda Morales, your host of the hashtag Miranda Show. We are back at it again. I am so excited to be with all of you. And this is a reminder that the hashtag Miranda Show is a proud part of the Chairshot Radio Network, which can be found on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Yes, this is the most random podcast on the Chairshot Radio Network. I'm just self-proclaiming that. That is probably not true because there's so many random podcasts on there. It's a tough fight. It's a tough fight. I feel like
You're a contender.
I'm a contender, kid. That's all right. I'm a contender. You're a contender. You know, maybe the most random thought process most of the other podcasts. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll take that. I'll take that award. Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy for the nomination, all the members. I'd like to thank my agent. I'd like to thank my co-host and one of my best friends, Greg DeMarco.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you, Greg, for really supporting my randomness, my thought process. Always willing to just go on this crazy train that we call the hashtag Miranda Show. Managing the button bar, being the kingpin of thechairshot.com. That is true friendship. So I will thank you in my acceptance speech for the most random thought process podcast of the Chairshot Radio Network. That's such a niche award.
It is. But there were other potential winners, so it's okay.
Okay,
it really is okay, and in a lot of ways, what you just described is also, if you think really long and hard, and don't have to think really long and hard about it, that's art imitating life, in so many ways.
Thinking long and hard, come on, Greg, that's not a philosophy.
Who wants
I put
to do
on
that?
This show,
especially when
we'll do that on the Greg DeMarco show. We had a whole conversation about unionization and wrestling, and I was exhausted just thinking about it. I was like, so when are we going to talk about, Drew McIntyre and his kilt? And I really like that. And what about the sword? When are we going to talk about that? We never talked about it.
We didn't talk about that. You had the opportunity. You were part of the Drew McIntyre discussion. You could have.
I mean, we did talk about it, but like it was 3-minute warning, and I did not want to get buzzed again. I really didn't want to get buzzed again. I got buzzed without like for no just cause.
That's absolutely true. There was no reason for me to buzz you other than to
there buzz was you. No reason. Can we unionize, like the podcast network? Is that, I feel like there's some unjust buzzing that I get on the Greg DeMarco show. I need representation.
That was a gimmick. We were literally going through the favorite sound bites, and that's why we got to buzz you. I mean, I think Patrick O'Dowd would have been really upset if I asked you what your favorite sound bite was and then immediately didn't buzz you.
When did we care about what Patrick thought? When did this become the Greg DeMarco and we care about what Patrick thinks show?
So I care what Patrick thinks when it benefits me, just like WWE has talent that are independent contractors when it benefits them.
It's all about
it. I will own that. I will own that 150%. I will own it right here, right now. I played the what would Patrick think card solely to defend myself for playing the buzzer on you twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He'll be proud. He'll be proud to know that he's on your mind, because he constantly thinks that you're out to get him. That we're all out to get him. That he's gonna be on no podcast.
We're out to get him. You're out to steal me away. Now he's got Bandwagon Nerds, so you know maybe that should help him a little bit.
He's fine.
I just taught him how to record Bandwagon Nerds earlier tonight. So,
yeah. Well, you teach a man to fish. Isn't it so great when the kids grow up and they learn how to record their own podcast?
It is. It's just a proud.
Nothing partner. I'll ever know. No, yeah, I'm never gonna grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid for life, and that's why I also.
You're a Toys R Us kid, and they don't even exist anymore. Like that.
Exactly.
Impressive. That's impressive.
No, that's me holding on to things for far longer than they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big analogy of my life right now, but that's neither here nor there. Toys R Us would be welcomed. In my vice grip. Anyway.
Enough is enough! So, I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Everybody strap in! I'm about to open the fucking window.
Some of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet are on that plane.
I just needed a reset. Yes. After what you said.
Just reset. Yes, yes. No. Well, we are going to reset by letting you know where you can find us on social media, because you must be listening to this online, maybe through your phone, maybe through thechairshot.com, maybe through your favorite podcast streaming platform. Maybe. And if that is the case, make sure that you rate, review, subscribe, all those things. And if you rate us, that is also something I learned today. I was today years old when apparently, when you rate, you either go all or nothing. You either rate us out of 5, you let us know what you like, or you rate us out of 1, and you let the world know you do not like this podcast. Don't do it in the middle, because apparently people, I don't really care. I whatever you want to do, however you want to rate this, go ahead and do that. Subscribe so that way you get notifications every time a new episode of the hashtag Miranda Show drops. And I went way too fast.
You went Miranda Show again. It's been a couple weeks.
I know. Okay. I have an idea.
Oh, boy.
One of these days, we're just going to start the show. I'm going to have like a mustache on and my hair back, and I'll just be Miranda.
Do I have to then like wear a wig and do something different?
Yeah, you may have to be Miranda. And ooh. So that.
You don't want that. You no. don't want that at all. You don't want me to do that.
No. No. I mean, we'll come up. Well, you have to be another. We'll just have new gimmicks.
Yeah,
we'll just have some gimmicks.
We'll make it happen.
What are you, Ted? What rhymes with Greg? Nothing rhymes with Greg.
For a female, I don't think anything really does.
Not even female. Just like another dude, another name. Do we just go with another like Fred? Are you Fred? Is it a Greg?
Maybe. I don't know.
Same. You know, like 4-letter names. I don't know.
Maybe.
Mike.
Dave! I can be Dave!
Dave, it's me, Dave.
And then we'll drop the exclusive first edition of the Miranda and Dave Show.
Miranda and Dave Show. But what's funny is that it would be listed, it would be like the hashtag Miranda Show, colon, the Miranda and Dave Show. Oh, man.
This is how ideas get generated, everyone.
This is an idea generation session.
The wheels are off. Pretty early. The wheels have been off for quite some time.
They are.
You know, it's been a while. We didn't get to record last week. We've had some, you know, recording in between. It's a busy time of year. It's also Greg's fault. But you know what? It's absolutely welcome. Sometimes you need some breaks. And, you know, when you have the opportunity to do a podcast with one of your best friends, and this is really one of the few times that we actually talk, that this is how the conversation goes. You can leave that in your review. If you like it, let us know. When you type it in, let us know what you think about this pre-show. Not pre-show, because the show's recording, but the early show banter.
Yes, the early show banter. There's an idea I have stuck in the back of my head that involves that, but I'll save that for later. It's an off-air conversation.
Okay, off-air, all right.
Off-air conversation.
Well, while you are online listening to the show, you can follow us on social media. Myself, Miranda Morales, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook, no Twitter, at the hashtag Miranda, hashtag spelled out. I am not on Twitter, but sometimes you can find me through the Chair Shots Twitter account at Chair Shot Media. Every so often, I will take over the Twitter account, usually during NXT TakeOver, sometimes some other things. I don't know. Depends how we feel. But you can also follow the Chair Shot on Facebook and Instagram at Chair Shot Media. And that way, too, you get notifications on articles, on podcasts that are up. Brand new for you to listen to at Chairshot Media. And you can follow Greg too at Chairshot Greg on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And there you could see him on his 30 days.
Because it's November. Yeah.
30 days of fitness in November. I was telling him off air, Matt, I'm proud of you. 30 days straight. Especially during a time of year where, you know, things get crazy, it's harder and harder to keep your health in focus, to be out there and exercising. You made a commitment to do that for 30 days throughout the month of November. So big kudos to you. And if you want to see some of Greg's progress pictures and just him just being a pure badass, follow him at ChairShotGreg.
Please do. It's fun. It's especially if you're like, dude, I follow so many wrestling accounts. I never post about wrestling anymore. So
he really doesn't.
Especially on Instagram. Yeah. Instagram is Instagram was the one that I was like, no, I'm not going to worry about Instagram. And now it's like.
But one thing you have been posting a lot about lately, and one thing that we've been talking about for months now, has been Impact Zone Wrestling IZW right here in the great state of Arizona. In Phoenix, which is all right. It is happening this Saturday, November 21st. It is happening. And a big development from this week is that it is officially sold out. Every ticket is taken.
Gone.
Purchased. Bought. I don't have a thesaurus in front of me, so I don't know what other words I could say. But they're gone. Every ticket has been bought. The event is sold out.
Yeah, you ain't getting in if you don't have a ticket. Like, we're not going to sell tickets at the door, and I'm going to be making multiple posts about it through the IZW social media because it will break my dark little heart when people show up hoping to buy tickets at the door and can't. And it's just not, you know, last time we kept piling them in, you know, I've said it before, last time we literally had people, we had more people than we had chairs, and we told people, look, you can come in, but there's no chairs available, so it's going to be standing room only, and they did it. And COVID happened. And so now we can't do that anymore. That would be supremely irresponsible. So we are sold out. We've sold every ticket. We sold out couches a long time ago. We sold out VIP. And then we sold out all of general admission. And that's it. Like, there's no more tickets left. And that's just, it is what it is. And if you want to come and you don't have a ticket, you can't. Unless something changes between now and Saturday. And I seriously doubt that. Then yeah, it's sold out. We were excited about it. We're amazed. All I would say is when tickets go on sale for the February event, which will happen right after the Saturday show, get your tickets, get them early. Cause I don't even know. I'll probably have to start that one with the same limited capacity and then increase it if things get back. I haven't thought about that. I'm literally talking about idea generation just now. This is the first time I've thought about how am I going to sell tickets for the February event for IZW? And I'm probably going to have to use the same ticketing setup that I used this time and then open it up to more if things change and get better, which I hope they do.
That's why you listen to the hashtag Miranda show, because that's how you get your exclusive news on what's happening with IZW as Greg thinks about
you,
it.
I say, you found out when I found out, listener. Yep.
That's how exclusive this show can be. So yes. Thank you so much for listening. And this is your official IZW news source.
But I do want to just talk. I mean, for those who are listening who have tickets to the show, it's like I'm still promoting the show and marketing the show when I've sold every ticket. and personally, like, that's huge. Like, I can't tell you the amount of pride I have in that. And you know, Miranda on air and off air likes to joke about my ego, and yet here it is. I sold out a wrestling show, and so now I'm going to be unbearable about it. But I'm so excited. Like, this is one of the most important things I've ever done in the wrestling business, putting on this NAV 30 celebration and putting that on my shoulders to make sure that we give an appropriate celebration for 30 years of the impact and influence of the Navajo warrior. And it's just, I am ecstatic that we've been able to sell this show out as a promoter. And when you promote things, you think about marketing, what you're going to focus on and where you put your efforts. And obviously those paid off. They paid off in February with Monster, and now they've grown into where we are here. And we go back to next February with Monster 2.0. And there's so many things that we've had to do and just to know that we've created something that people want to be a part of and that people really want to buy into. Like, I have treated the IZW fan base as a family, and they came through for us in a time where there's so much uncertainty. And yet here they are saying, we want to come. We'll do what we have to do. We'll be there. We'll space ourselves out. We'll wear our masks. We'll do whatever's needed so that we can enjoy this show and see IZW. I got people who drive in from other states who are you know, always do it for us because we run, you know, four times a year. But as a promoter, this is an amazing thing to do. And as an event, I can tell you this is still going to be a wrestling event. And we are still going to tell our stories, and we are still going to grow and develop the, we're going to have the celebration aspect of the show, but we're also going to have the wrestling aspect of the show. And we will still build things for February. And I mean, I'm the guy who plans the show. I can tell you right now, it's going to be a blast, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And you're really going to like the roller coaster that we always give in IZW. And that's going to be no different this Saturday at NAV 30. So come out. For those of you who bought tickets, who were lucky enough to get those tickets, thank you for believing in us, for sticking with us through all this craziness. And I promise you that we will pay it back to you, and you will get more than your money's worth in entertainment this coming weekend. So I can't wait to present you NAV 30 here in the next few days. So if it's Thursday when you're watching this, 2 days from now, man, we're going to have a blast. Come by, say hi. I'm the guy walking around who looks like he's in charge, or at least tries to pretend to. And yeah, just say hi. I'll say thank you. It'll be great. And just come have a blast. I'm so ecstatic about it still, and I will be till the end of the week. And yeah, I'll just pass out on Sunday. But I'm super excited. Come join us. It's going to be a blast.
Yes. Yeah. So a big thank you to all of the fans who purchased tickets, who will be in attendance, just everyone who had their well wishes. I've been messaged by multiple people who have, you know, are excited about being there, especially in Arizona. We haven't had very many wrestling events over the past 7 months. And the Navajo Warrior is someone who has had such a huge influence in the state of Arizona, all over the West Coast, but he is really someone that we as Arizona wrestling fans are so proud to call our own, someone that we've been able to see for years. And to have this event honoring him, and to have this card full of people who have been influenced by him and have a portion of their career that they owe to him, it's just a really feel-good event too. It's not just a wrestling show, it's celebrating wrestling. It's celebrating the people who build it, the legacy that they leave. And of course, you know, as Greg has continued to emphasize, this is not the end. You know, the Navajo Warrior still has many years ahead of him, but 30 years in the business is a rarity. It really, really is. And someone who continues to keep on going, and someone who just at every turn too makes it a point to help grow the next generation. And so that's also a very unique thing about IZW in general. It is very much a blend of the new and the old, and you will absolutely see that on this card. So it's the warm and fuzzies all around with this show, plus the excitement, plus just the thrill of being back with the IZW family. It truly, truly is a family. So
can I just jump in?
Yes.
And I want to give one example. You talked about the influence and the amount of people who get to do things because of the Navajo Warrior. I've sold out my last two wrestling shows because the Navajo Warrior was like, yes, you can take IZW and do what you want to do with it. Like, IZW is something he created 20 years ago. And then it went dormant after the 10th year when they lost their venue and all that stuff. And he was like, yeah, he could have said no, and I wouldn't be doing any of this, because I wouldn't do it without his blessing. And so he said, yes, you can do this. And now I get to promote sold out wrestling shows because of the Navajo Warrior. So even me am impacted by that guy who we're celebrating this coming Saturday. So it's sometimes I don't even think people who are there to celebrate him even realize just how far reaching it is. Okay. The main event of this show, I'm just going to keep talking. I apologize to you, Miranda Morales, is the Navajo Warrior teaming with the Hawaiian Lion, they're the tribe, and Hollywood Yates against Keepers of the Faith, Dom Vitale and Gabriel Gallo, and Graves. And Gabriel Gallo put out a social media post about a month ago when this match was announced about this match. Okay, the Navajo Warrior trained the Hawaiian Lion. He trained Gabriel Gallo. He trained Hollywood Yates. He trained all three of them. He is their trainer. He is the one guy who trained them and brought them up in this business. The Hawaiian Lion and the Navajo Warrior, by the way, are the Hawaiian Lion and Gabriel Gallo are celebrating 20 years in the wrestling business this year as well. And he trained all three of those guys, okay? When Don Vitale moved to Arizona back in like 2007 and had largely been getting out of the business, it was his relationship with Gabriel Gallo that brought him back up. And now Gabriel Gallo and Don Vitale run the Arizona Pro Wrestling Training Center, and they are training the future of the business. When they started getting into the Arizona wrestling scene and expanding a little bit, they came in contact with a couple people, and one of those is Joe Graves, and they took Joe Graves under their wing and really developed him because he had been trained but wasn't developed in terms of the business aspect of the business and all that. So they taught Joe all those things, and he's in the match. So this is literally, and when anybody who listens to an NFL broadcast, they always hear, like, if you're listening to Bill Belichick or you're watching a game, you'll hear about a coaching tree, right? This coach came from this coach, who came from this coach, who came from this coach, right? That's what this match is. Like, this is a Navajo Warrior wrestling tree, and everyone in this match, and that's probably why he picked it, because remember, he got to book his main event match. Everyone in this match came from the Navajo Warrior and his association, and where they are today is, if not fully impacted, heavily impacted by him. And that's the match that's going to main event the show. Like, think about the six people in the ring and the emotion and the everything that's going to be involved in that contest. Like, this is a once in a lifetime deal, and I am ecstatic about it.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
No. It's a good, like you said, it's a good analogy, and it really, I mean, this is the go home show in a way for Nav 30, something that, you know, we as far as wrestling fans, I put myself in that, even though I will be in a different capacity for that show. You know, we as wrestling fans have been waiting for this for months, and to be so close to this event. And again, the emphasis on celebrating someone's career who has meant so much to, you know, the scene out here in Arizona, and also, you know, around the West Coast and even the US, you know, he's really touched people's lives and influenced careers and trajectories in, you know, people's lives. And so, you know, again, it's one thing when you have a independent wrestling show that has a theme or, you know, is based around something, but when it's in a way to honor someone like the Navajo Warrior, it just makes you feel really, really good. It makes you feel pumped and hype. And, you know, just it's one of these moments where you just, I'm so happy to be a wrestling fan. I'm honored to be part of this. I will be hosting a Q&A session as part of the VIP experience with the Navajo Warrior, where VIP ticket holders will be able to ask the Navajo Warrior any questions they want to him, and really have that opportunity to hear it directly from the man himself, you know, his insights on the career, on the business, everything. And so also, you know, interviewing for the show and doing things behind the scenes, it's a huge honor to be a part of this. So a big thank you to everyone with the IZW team. This weekend is a lot. It's a lot because we're not even done yet.
I know, but I got to jump in again and do something that I just thought of right now. Because you're always talking about, oh, I'm so proud of you and this and all the stuff that you just said and that, you know how what that means to me and how much I appreciate it. When I decided to dive back into this, you and I had a conversation and I said I couldn't do this without some people's support, and you were one of them. And so I'm right here in front of the world. I'm going to, you know, and I do it privately all the time, but I can't thank you enough. Like, the support that you give to ICW, to me, and I'm talking about, you know, the you know, Miranda will sometimes be my hype man. She'd be like, you got this, you're doing this. Like, it's that, you know, the things that the listeners shouldn't get to learn about and hear about because it's real life. But I want to publicly say in front of everybody that I could not do this without that. I thank you. I appreciate it. And this is, you're as big a part of it as anybody. And I remember when I said, if I do this, will you be there? And you said, yes. And here we are. Sold out, second one in a row, Nav 30, despite COVID, despite two shows having to get axed, all that stuff. And I just, this show is for me personally, it's also a celebration of all those people who have helped along the way, and you know, none bigger than you. So thank you.
Yes. No, I'm honored. I'm thrilled. This is just very exciting. And yeah, I mean, this is something we've been waiting for 4 months. And I'm thrilled that it's happening. I'm thrilled for everybody that's involved. And I'm just excited. It's just like, you just get giddy a little bit, you know? It's just
one of the biggest things.
I can't even stay in my seat. My rolly seat is just out of control because I just have all this energy and I don't know what to do with it.
The one of the big stressors of a wrestling show is you're walking up to is who's going to show up, right? Like, I know I've sold this many tickets. How many more will we sell? What will the walk up look like? What will this happen? Yeah. That stressor is gone. I don't think about that. I can focus on other things now. And that's a level of stress as a promoter that any promoter can tell you they stress out about, because it's still a business, right? There's still a business side to it all, even though we do it for the love of the game in most ways. But that piece of stress, which is probably a third of the stress of putting on a wrestling show, is gone. And that's thanks to the IZW family. So that's huge.
Now I do have to jump. Yes. I do have to jump ahead a little bit because literally the show is all about this weekend. We're going to be talking about, we talked about Saturday. We're going to be talking about Sunday in a second. But let me just throw out Friday, because there is also something happening on Friday that I am very excited to be a part of. This for me, you know, on the eve of NAB 30, I'm going to be announcing for an event that I didn't think I would ever announce for. It is the return also of this particular event as well. First time it's been happening in a while, and I'm just really honored to be the host and ring announcer for this. And it is the Future Stars of Women's Wrestling, based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. This is a subset of the Future Stars of Wrestling promotion that a lot of people on the West Coast may be very familiar with. It is a fairly well-known promotion, and based out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Anyone who's you know, goes through Future Stars of Wrestling, and now they have this subset with the Future Stars of Women's Wrestling event happening this Friday, November 20th, and this event is going to be live and air on Fight TV. So if you are in the Las Vegas area, tickets still may be available, but may not due to various reasons. However, for most people, you may not live in that area, but that is no excuse. You can still watch this event on the Fight TV app. You can purchase it now. It's just days away. And this is an all-women's show. So every match on this card will be women. And as someone who is, you know, a female ring announcer, I've only had the opportunity to announce for one other all-women's show before. And it was one of the funnest experiences. And to be able to do this for Future Stars of Wrestling is an absolute dream. So as far as who is going to be featured, we have former WWE and Impact star Katarina, who has been working a lot in Utah and some other areas throughout the U.S. CMLL star Estrellita will also be on the show, and then some West Coast staples including Delilah Doom, Miranda Elise, Sandra Moon, Maserati, and more. So make sure that if you are a fan of women's wrestling, if you are looking for something fun to do on Friday night, you can go onto the Fight TV app and purchase Future Stars of Women's Wrestling. The show is going to be airing, and I don't even remember what time zone we're in Arizona. I know that it's a mountain.
We're a mountain, they're Pacific.
Yes, so 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Yes, I will be the ring announcer for this show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you check it out. You can also follow Future Stars of Women's Wrestling on social media, where you can get information on future shows. The hope is this is one of many that we'll have in the future. But again, it's highlighting some of the best women's wrestlers out there on the independent scene, Ruby Reyes is also scheduled to be on there. Lacey Ryan, the FSW Women's Champion. Some of you have me seen her on the United Wrestling Network's Primetime Live recently. I mean, it is truly, truly a stacked card, an amazing event that highlights the best of women's wrestling. So the future stars of women's wrestling, Fight TV, go and order it this Friday, November 20th. We're doing it.
And I looked it up. FSWVegas.com is where you can find more information about it. Links to everything. And tickets are still on sale.
Yes.
So if you want to check it out, you can.
Yes. And if you're not in Vegas or you don't want to go, that's fine.
Still watch it.
You could still watch it. I know. Don't try and play me like that. Be like, I can't. No, yes, you can. Yes, you can. So we got your Friday covered. We got your Saturday covered. And we'll go into Sunday. But before we do that, you know, I got to let you know where you can go and get your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. And that's at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And there you can find over 25 different designs, all in support of thechairshot.com and also IZW Wrestling. I got to throw that in there because there are some IZW Wrestling t-shirts that are on prowrestlingtees.com. T-shirts start at $19.99, but if you want to, you know, take a few extra dollars, you can upgrade and get any t-shirt in soft style, including the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt, my t-shirt, is available in soft style. You know, every time I see it, it's always very just, I'm in awe that I even have a t-shirt. I know Greg will like to throw it out there that I may have cried when he first introduced the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt. I ordered too, but I want to give a really, really big shout out to Derek Gamble with the Wrestling IQ podcast. He sent me a message. He's part of a wrestling podcast community that I am a part of. I did an interview with him not too long ago. He ordered a Queen of Soft Style t-shirt. And of course he said, I got it in soft style. So, you know, got it in blue, which I had not seen it in blue and white, but it's a very cool color combination. I have to admit. Nice. So a huge thank you to Derek Gamble and the Wrestling 101 IQ podcast for their support. It just means the world to me. And, you know, make sure if you like thechairshot.com, if you like any of the podcasts, you know, buy a t-shirt, rep the Chair Shot. I have several Chair Shot t-shirts that I wear all the time because I truly believe in the website. I love the website. And damn, my shirt looks good. I'm not even going to lie to you. It looks good. So, and coming up next week, ProWrestlingTees.com will have a huge sale for Black Friday week. Really, it's going to be a week-long sale where all purchases, pretty much all items are going to be 20% off. They also have some tiered items that you can get as far as additional things, AEW and other merchandise. I believe if you spend over $100, you do get a free 8x10 autograph and some cool little perks in there. So, you know, I'm not here to tell you how to spend your money to spend your money, but if you're going to spend your money, you should go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and get your very own Chair Shot t-shirt today. Especially consider looking into the Queen of Soft Style shirt because you're going to look damn good in it.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So, as I mentioned earlier on in the show, we got your Friday covered with the future stars of women's wrestling that you can purchase on the Fight TV app. We got your Saturday covered, well, only if you're in Arizona and bought a ticket, for IZW Presents NAV 30. And we got something this Sunday, one that's probably a little bit more accessible to everyone. And, you know, probably something that you've heard of if you are a wrestling fan, a little thing that we like to call Survivor Series. Never heard of it?
Never heard of
it. You don't know her?
I don't know her.
I love how I'm teaching Greg all this extra terminology.
Should have keep my name out of her mouth, too. That's what I'm going to say.
You're going to be so popular with your daughter after this. Like, she'll know exactly what you're talking about.
I'll try on her. Not today.
Yeah. No, not today. But just say, like, you don't know her. Like, yeah. Anyways, she doesn't even go here.
Oh, sorry.
She didn't even go here. Yes. That, I think, is a classic line.
It is.
You know, Mean Girls never really resided with me that much, but that line has always had a special place in my heart. So, Survivor Series. You know, it does feel, it's still a weird time in wrestling. You know, we have... We're going through the third of, you know, the big four pay-per-views. And that will be a whole other discussion for a later time as far as what the Royal Rumble may look like in a few months. But we are here at Survivor Series with a lengthy history. It looks very different than what it looked like last year. And Greg, you actually had an article that you released, I believe it was last week, about NXT not being included in this year's Survivor Series and that being okay.
That's the basic gist of it, because there's a couple things that that really resonated with me about that concept. First off, NXT has changed so much in the past year to where I wouldn't call it a reset, but it's been pretty damn close. And so many of the talent that carried the ball for NXT when they won Survivor Series last year is now on Raw and SmackDown. And especially the memorable ones, Shayna Baszler winning the main event of Survivor Series last year, Keith Lee pinning Seth Rollins and then going toe-to-toe with Roman Reigns. You know, there's so many talents that were there. And now, of course, you got Finn Balor back in NXT along with, you know, Breezango back in NXT after, you know, they were on the main roster. And it's gotten to the point where it really is NXT and the main roster and they're separate things, and that's okay. Plus, how do you follow that? How do you follow... Yeah. Kicking Raw and SmackDown's ass when they would have been likely to go to Survivor Series 2020 and not win a single match. And it just would have been a disappointment and led to people complaining about it. So, and NXT, it's its own brand, but it's almost, not fully, but it's almost not a WWE brand. Like when you watch NXT, the regular shows, not the takeovers, it don't say WWE on the turnbuckles. It says NXT on the turnbuckles. Like, yeah. It says NXT on the floor.
It really does. It does feel like a totally different product because the NXT focus so much more on the wrestling. And they do have storylines that help drive matches and programs. But it's not as ridiculous as what you see on Raw and SmackDown on a weekly basis. And so it does feel like such a different product. And I have to agree, like, you know, gonna jump into some bandwagon nerds terminology here. Maybe this will impress Patrick enough to be my friend. Who knows?
Probably.
But it's sometimes in wrestling, just like you see in comics and other type of universes, there's a retcon. This idea of like you wipe the slate clean and you start over. And in some ways, that's what the Survivor Series kind of feels like now that there's been so much shifting with the draft, with a lot of people moving up into the Raw or SmackDown from NXT. And I think this is a retcon that's okay. Because also, again, my philosophy, if I don't miss it, you know, if I don't see you or if we don't have enough time, then I can't miss you. And if I don't miss you, then that means I don't care. So, like, I want to care about this later in the future. And honestly, one of the biggest things about last Survivor Series and the hype and the up to it was the fan reaction. You know, having that live scene, it really did feel like a takeover a lot. And I think it was the live audience that helped with that. So I don't think it would have had the same impact if they would have tried it again. And there was still lots of things happening in between, you know, with the structure of each of the shows and what was happening with NXT. I mean, I think that there was just a lot of things that just built up to really be the perfect catalyst to include NXT at Survivor Series that year, but it doesn't seem like it's the right fit for this year. Plus, doesn't mean it can't happen again.
Plus, two things. Plus, number one, NXT, being that it's all everybody centrally located, because almost all of them live in Central Florida, has had more COVID issues. So do you really want to take all those NXT talent and put them in there with WWE talent? And most of the COVID issues in WWE have been contained within NXT. And so do you want to run that risk of then pulling that on the main roster stars as well and possibly having that take place? So I think that's another factor that may have played into this.
Well, and another factor that's played into this is really the theme around this year's Survivor Series. And this year's theme actually revolves around celebrating, you know, the last ride of The Undertaker. This is being billed as the final event that we are going to see The Undertaker. Earlier this year, we had the Last Ride documentary series through the WWE Network that highlighted the last few years of the career of The Undertaker. And in the documentary series, he noted that probably, you know, at that point, WrestleMania this year, 36, was going to be his last match. But we never really got the opportunity in that because, one, you know, there wasn't any crowds. Two, the match was cinematic. So lots of factors played into, you know, why, too. It always felt like it could linger, that maybe this wasn't the end. However, WWE is billing this show, Survivor Series, as, you know, the end for The Undertaker. And that's a lot due to his history. I mean, he debuted at Survivor Series in 88. And so, I mean, really 30 years of The Undertaker within the WWE, not even prior to that. I mean, 30 is a big number this weekend. That's a sure whole is. Other conversation, the parallels between Taker and Nap. Damn, that's some there. Deep. That's it's some there. Deep.
It is. It definitely it's is. There. Yeah. The 30, you know, he made his debut at Survivor Series in 91. So this would be the 30 year. It's or maybe 90. I don't know. But it really is. Like, he's been in WWE for 30 years. His career has spanned 34. And it's yeah, like, it does make it, – it's weird because it made sense for his last match to be at WrestleMania just because he became synonymous with WrestleMania. He had the streak. He had all the memorable moments. Two big losses at WrestleMania that are memorable. You had the Boneyard match with AJ Styles, all of those things. But I think it's also appropriate to have the celebration – at Survivor Series, where he did make that debut when no one saw it coming, no one knew. And kind of when he first came out, people were like, what's this? Like, you know, this is weird. But The Undertaker was able to really have that longevity and become an iconic figure in the wrestling business and is you know, gone mainstream. Not as mainstream as some other people, but it's definitely gone mainstream as well. And so I think that it's worked out, whether it was on purpose or not. I think it's worked out for the best to have the final match at WrestleMania, the celebration at Survivor Series.
Yes, and Googled it 1990. So okay. If you were closer than I was probably thinking about his just original time frame in wrestling prior to joining the WWE.
He's been in the business for
33
years. Yeah. And, you know, he wrestled in World Class in Texas and then, of course, in WCW when he was Mean Mark Callis.
I mean, Mean Mark Calloway. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got that career, but, you know, He became the Undertaker, and he became the Undertaker. And that's the biggest thing. Like, you talk about a character, he became the Undertaker. Mm-hmm. And then, over time, the Undertaker became him. You know, you look at the Biker Taker, and you look at the way his character changed. That, like, the character changed him, and then he changed the character. And that's when you become iconic. That's kind of what we're seeing right now with a guy by the name of Roman Reigns. He became the character, and then when he returned over SummerSlam, now the character starts to become him. And that's when you know, it's happened to John Cena. We've seen it happen to Randy Orton. So many countless superstars. Mm-hmm. And The Undertaker is the perfect example of it.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's very fitting that the last match was at WrestleMania, but the celebrations here at Survivor Series, and as fans too, I think we've had time to process and time to reflect on not only the final match, but through the documentary series and, you know, an event that's so significant in his career, not only in the debut, but in the matches that he's had since then. It's a nice way to wrap things up. Of course, there's always this theory that, you know, never say never, but I do feel like it helps build closure. And sometimes as wrestling fans, you just need the definitive closure of things. And I feel like this is a great way to really just, you know, close the book, but in a way that makes it feel like this is definitive.
I really hope somebody goes backstage on Sunday and asks him what he thinks of the independent contractor status and the possible unionization of pro wrestlers. He'd probably smack them.
I was going to say, I hope he just has a stake and, like, people leave him alone. Like, yeah, can we do that?
I think they will. No one's going to ask him about unionization. It'd be hilarious if they did. He'd probably punch them.
But. So let's get into the card real quick. Running through right now, there are 6 matches announced, and all of these, again, in Survivor Series, you have 2 brands, Raw, SmackDown. So we have champion versus champion in each one of these matches. I'm going to start off with the United States champion, Bobby Lashley, versus on Raw, versus SmackDown's Intercontinental champion, Sami Zayn. Bobby Lashley's been a really integral part of the Hurt Business that I think is fantastic. Sami Zayn's had this loopy ride with the Intercontinental Championship, but, you know, has held on to it very, very tightly. You know, my gut is leaning a little bit more towards Bobby Lashley. I just feel like with this momentum they have with the Hurt Business, his championship reign, they're just doing too much good stuff with this for Bobby Lashley to suffer a loss. And, of course, you look at the physicality of Bobby Lashley. You know, Sami Zayn, not to say that he's zany in his role. I think it's more, again, more calculated, a little bit more quirky. But when I think about that, I don't think that's going to be a good fit with this. If anything, you know, people did get some flashbacks to, you know, a previous feud with Bobby Lashley and Sami Zayn. Luckily, this hopefully is a do-over. But I'm pulling for Bobby Lashley in this match.
First of all, I saw what you did there. It was zany. That was good. Very impressed. Good job. Thank you. I think that straight up, I think this would have to be a win for Bobby Lashley. Sami Zayn doesn't lose anything by losing this match. Mm-hmm. I think retribution is kind of the X factor in all this. They could get involved and cause Sami Zayn to emerge victorious. They did just beat the Hurt Business. They beat Team Raw on Raw on Monday. So there's that as well. But I love the Hurt Business. I love what they're doing with that.
Love it.
And you know, we always talk about who should win, who will win. And for me, like, personally, I would love to see Bobby Lashley win. And I think he will. Short of a retribution interference, I think Bobby Lashley wins this one.
Very fair point about retribution. And again, that's totally in line with Sami Zayn's kind of strategy or just luck in this match. So very, very good call.
I'm also keeping a tally now of
yes,
if we pick Raw or SmackDown in these matches.
Yes, because I really don't have a dog in this fight, to be honest, because I don't.
You have dogs, but not a dog in this fight.
Not in this fight, yeah. Not in Survivor Series. I am truly objective in this because I don't care about either.
Well, from what I understand, Mickey is Team Raw and Sadie is Team SmackDown. So.
You know what? We'll have to talk with him. I kind of would flip them a little bit both, only because Sadie has a little bit more energy to watch all of Raw because she's a little younger.
That's true.
Mickey, he just sleeps all the time, so SmackDown is literally at his capacity of what he can watch.
Okay.
Also, I'm pretty sure Mickey's a pretty big Sasha Banks fan. Don't ask me how I know. I just know. Yes. Next, we have the tag champions facing each other. The Raw Tag Team Champions in the New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus the Street Profits, who are your SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins. And this came about, too. I mean, when you think about originally, this was a title swap. They were the champions on their whole other brands, and they just handed it over. So we've had some fun interactions between the New Day and the Street Profits. This one, you know, it does leave me up in the air. You know, I could see it going either way. I mean, the New Day is the more established tag team. You know, they are the epitome of tag team wrestling in the WWE, but you also have the Street Profits still up and coming. You know, they're new on the scene. A win over the New Day, I think, would be huge for them. Whereas if the New Day loses, I don't think it would hurt them that bad either, because they would, you know, lose to a really talented young team. So I would like to see the Street Profits win this. I think they need that win. I don't think the New Day benefits from anything if they do win, other than just solidifying again being one of the best tag teams in WWE. But we already know that. So I think this would be a fun way for, again, to put together a great match, but to put over a younger tag team.
I agree with you. I do think that New Day doesn't need to win this match. Maybe how the numbers shake out, you can give the New Day a win, and that's a crowd-pleasing thing, but there's not really a crowd now, so there's that. I think the Street Profits are an act that WWE is solidly behind, and I think that's why they also can pick up this victory, so I'm going for Street Profits as well. I made myself a note, and I was hoping that I could bring this topic up, and you brought it up perfectly for me, so I appreciate that. I absolutely hate the fact that the draft is in October, right before Survivor Series. Like,
because there's really no investment. Like, that's to me this thing. Whole, if there was really any investment in you being a part of this brand,
right, exactly,
then you should have been on that brand for a lot longer. Like, give yourself time. Do it, like, I don't know, maybe right after WrestleMania.
Exactly.
And that,
like,
way
how they
you
used
at least
to do
have
it.
Some. Yeah, because, you know, at least you have some time to build up, you know, your quote-unquote loyalty. Literally, you've been on these brands now for, what, 2 months, or less than that, and now I'm supposed to believe that you're going to fight tooth and nail to represent your brand.
And I just also, like, I hate that so many people move. Like, I've said it before, my favorite draft is when each group got, like, 5 picks, and they stole 5 acts from the other group, and that was it. And they did it over a month, too, so it was actually entertaining television. Now they want to pretend they're the NFL with the draft, and it sucks. But I just – it just – 2 months ago, this would have been New Day representing SmackDown against Street Profits representing Raw, and it would be the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we'd be picking the same team just for the other brand. So it's just – this to me is I'm fine with having a draft. I don't know you need to do it every year, but – I think it's at the wrong time of the year. I think after WrestleMania is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah. Agreed. Up next, we have the two women's champions facing each other. SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks is going to be facing the Raw Women's Champion Asuka. Now, if you were to ask me a few months ago, say if this was an Asuka versus Bayley, I would have definitely chosen Asuka. Mm-hmm. However, I think with everything that they've been doing with Sasha's title reign, especially really pushing how, you know, she's never had a successful title defense, I think once they really establish that, they just really strap that jetpack on her and solidify that, you know, this is the woman's champion for quite some time. I don't know if she'll have a long reign like Bayley. I doubt, but I feel like this win would absolutely help solidify Sasha as, you know, the champion to watch out for. Also, I feel like on Raw, they've really just been playing Asuka more in these, three women tag matches and not really line sizing anyone up for her, really, since Zelina Vega. So I don't really feel like they're putting her in a position that makes her look really competitive or seeking challengers right now. So I don't think a loss would hurt her. Because I don't think they're doing much with her on Raw that indicates that she's really out on the hunt for anyone or anyone's on the hunt for her. So I think that this is such a better utilization or opportunity to build up Sasha Banks and also just capitalize on some of her mainstream success. You know, I mean, she is, you know, now on the episodes of The Mandalorian, though I was watching it kind of with people, and she doesn't say anything, which was what we were joking about. What would Sasha Banks in a Star Wars movie sound like? And, just get that cash, that Disney check without saying, you know, more than five words. That's fine. That's totally fine, because you still make that money whether you talk or not. So
still make that money despite being an independent contractor in WWE, too. Funny how
that's Disney, yo. Disney, if you know... You think WWE has the ways to fight Disney? Nah, well, they know.
Better it's because Sasha probably worked with WWE all along on this.
That's true, but it's also Disney. You can't fight Disney.
Ways of making these things happen. Ways of making these things work.
It's like Godzilla and Mothman, you know? Like, ultimately, you know, WWE is the Mothman and Disney's Godzilla. You can't fight, like...
Yeah, if anything, Disney owning them someday. You never know. The issue with this in sort of the wild card.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
In this is the challenger for both women's championships. This is an opportunity to maybe establish somebody to challenge Asuka. You also have the situation going on with Carmella continually making her statement towards Sasha Banks. Does that come into play? And that could kind of swing this match either way. Eliminating that, I would kind of go with Sasha Banks, but I feel like with everything they're doing with Carmella and Bayley still out there, I think somehow somebody might get involved that swings this match towards Asuka. So I am going with Asuka to win the match. Another interesting point about the whole draft, I mean, these two women weren't feuding that long ago. So this is, you know, it's just the thing about Survivor Series and the draft and the brands and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm going to say interference and go with Asuka to pick up the victory.
Up next, we have the first of our two Survivor Series team matches. We're going to be starting with the men. On Team Raw, we have AJ Styles, Braun Strowman, Sheamus, Matt Riddle, as he's called Riddle now. Anyways, AJ Styles, Braun Strowman, Sheamus, Riddle, and Keith Lee. And then on Team SmackDown side, we have Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, King Corbin, Jey Uso, and I believe there's still one person left.
There is, yeah.
Probably be determined.
Probably going to be Big E. Probably be determined on SmackDown on Friday.
Yes. So with that, and even with the assumption of, you know, who that fifth person on SmackDown's team will be, this one's a little harder to tell because it is a mix of people within a brand that all have kind of all different levels of push or notoriety or whatever on their brands. I am kind of leaning a little bit more towards Team Raw in this. And I think, I mean, you look at some of the bigger guys on here, and, you know, I think that there's at least a little bit, I don't even know what cohesion, because it's just been more comedy bits between all of them. But when you look, I mean, you have the talent absolutely in Keith Lee, AJ Styles, the size of Braun Strowman, even the agility and technicality of Matt Riddle, and you have Sheamus there too with his outfits. That contributes something, right? You know, And he, well, outfits. I mean, he did like give Drew McIntyre a whole new outfit and a sword. Yeah,
right.
A sword. I mean, he's the king of the outfits. So, yeah, that's going to be my pick because of all those reasons, including Sheamus's outfits.
It's like in this build, I definitely think that Team Raw has been the more well-built team. And I do think they have more storyline behind them. They've got, you know, Braun Strowman, who's been unstoppable. I love the role that AJ's played in all of this. Team SmackDown seems to have people that can lose a lot easier, like Baron Corbin, like Jey Uso. So, to me, at the end of the day, this does feel like a win for Team Raw to me in the long run, in what I could see, just kind of how I see that whole thing shaking out. So I am with you on this being a likely victory, at least in my opinion, for Team Raw.
Next up, we have the women's Survivor Series teams on Team Raw. We have Lacey Evans, Lana, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, and Peyton Royce. And Lacey and Peyton Royce were recent additions after this past week. Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke were off the team due to injury. So they were added at the last minute. Then for Team SmackDown, you have Ruby Riott, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, and two people. I wonder, did they announce those? Yes, it was Billie Kay, has I believe was announced. I think, or is this was speculation? No, not yet. Sorry.
I was gonna say, I doubt it.
It hadn't. I think that's wishful thinking, or at least that's what a lot of people are thinking. I want to say, where did I come up with that?
Yeah, there again, are still that's to also going to be,
yeah, to be determined. So we are going to see what happens on SmackDown, but there is money on it that it's probably going to be Billie Kay and someone else from the women's side. Again, too, I think that's a little bit of a detriment to the SmackDown women's team when you have two spots still open. It kind of plays with the cohesion of the team. However, literally, you know, all we've seen from three members of Team Raw in the past week is they've been beating up, you know, between Lana, Nia Jax, and Shayna Baszler. Literally, they've been just beating up Lana week after week right. after week. Yeah. So, you know, that doesn't put a lot of faith in Team Raw. Other than maybe, you know, Lana pulls it out and somehow makes it all the way towards the end. Sometimes it's better to almost just have what you don't know and see how it works and what you do know and see that it doesn't work. So I'm leaning a little bit more towards Team SmackDown just because of the dissension that's just way too much on Team Raw.
Yeah, I'm absolutely leaning towards Team SmackDown here. I think you've got Bianca Belair who's had a tremendous future. Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan, who are probably going to be the ones to eventually take those titles off of Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler so they can go on and do their thing. To me, it does seem like a Team SmackDown victory. I know I understand that Mandy Rose is actually legitimately injured, which is why they had to do the change they had to make. It's interesting that all the TBD competitors right now are SmackDown. And SmackDown, of course, is a shorter length show, so that may factor into it as well. Or it's just that final push that WWE wants to give with the go-home show for Survivor Series. Who knows? But to me, I do think that the future is kind of on the side of Team SmackDown, and I just think that it makes sense for them to pull out the win here and maybe set up some future angles, especially for those women tag team titles, now that Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose are out of the picture and they were probably going to be the ones to win them. So now it might be Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan.
And I love that idea of Ruby Riott and Liv Morgan. I really do. I think that we've seen a lot of growth in them since they've reunited as a team. And I think that it would really just kind of be a pinnacle for them to win those titles. I don't think it's going to be a long reign by any means, but I do think it would really help put like that icing on the cake of them after all of the, you know, back and forth. To me, it actually would be a great way to kind of end that chapter of the story and start a new one. So I would be excited to see that down the line. Now we have the two champions, likely our main event. Newly crowned Raw WWE Champion, as he just beat Randy Orton to reclaim the title, Drew McIntyre versus SmackDown's Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. And because of what I mentioned earlier, it makes it harder. I would say before coming into this, my money was on Roman Reigns, because he's just had this momentum on his side since he's gotten the Universal Championship. That is just unbelievable. But it very much in the same way kind of parallels Drew's rise to the championship, just in a very different way of storytelling. With Drew just beating Randy Orton to become champion again, it makes me wonder, are they going to have him win the title to just lose to Roman Reigns? Is this where we see shenanigans so that both, you know, your two top champions end up looking strong at the end? Who knows? But it's, I would say before Monday, I was fairly certain it was going to be Roman Reigns. And to be honest now, I don't know. I'd probably say I'm still going to stick with Roman Reigns. But it's with a big question mark because, maybe this is where Randy Orton interferes and we continue this whole program between Drew and Randy. And so it's not, you know, necessarily a straightforward win. But they've just been doing magic with Roman. Roman's been doing magic with Roman, you know? And I think it would throw kind of a wrench into this whole narrative too, with Roman being the head of the family, being the leader with a loss. I don't see him losing for quite some time. And that's the beauty in this though too, is that with Roman not losing anytime soon, whoever beats him, that's going to be a very big deal. But still hesitant. I think it's going to forward when I see Roman Reigns winning.
Yeah, I can't imagine Roman Reigns losing this match. I just can't. I think it's too soon. Roman is the biggest star in the company right now. And I think that Roman versus Drew is a mega marquee match. And I think that they're not going to be so decisive, especially for a win for Drew. Because if Drew beats Roman now, there's really no big motivation to do this again in the future. So if it's clean, I definitely think it's Roman. If it's not clean, I still think it's Roman because you've got the Randy Orton factor. You've got the Jey Uso factor, maybe even the Jimmy Uso factor. There's a lot that can happen. WWE, sure as hell, when you least expect it, loves to bust out some Brock Lesnar. I know he's not under contract. These things can be remedied very easily. Remember Money in the Bank from last year when all of a sudden there's Brock winning the briefcase? Like, that to me is it's probably me spouting off stuff that'll never happen, and then when it happens, I take credit for it like Pat McAfee. But at the end of the day, I am going with Roman Reigns as well. I think Roman makes the most sense, and I think Roman's going to be the one who somehow, clean or otherwise, emerges victorious.
So, Greg, have you been doing the tallies?
I have.
Because I don't count, but
where are we at? So if your picks were to come true, then Team SmackDown would have a 4-2 edge over Team Raw and would walk away victorious. If my picks were to come true, it would be a 3-3 tie between Team Raw and Team SmackDown, which, having a 6-match Survivor Series, unless they pull some bullcrap on the kickoff show and then claim it doesn't count later like they did once before. This would be a 3-3 tie, which I wouldn't be surprised by a 3-3 tie. Like,
yeah,
they haven't done that yet, and I could see it.
Yeah, I mean, if they leave it this way, of course, no brand supremacy because, really they're both fairly equal.
It's the same fucking people. Like, they just, half of them were on the other brand a month ago.
I don't even remember who's on whose brand anymore, to be honest. So that wouldn't surprise me as well. It's a tie.
Like, even with Seth Rollins, like you talked about Seth Rollins being on Team SmackDown. They didn't just move Seth Rollins from Raw to SmackDown. They moved his entire program.
They moved a whole storyline. They moved a whole storyline.
They just took everybody. They just said the whole Mysterio family, Buddy Murphy, Seth Rollins, you're all going to SmackDown. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just do it with blue ropes. That's basically what they said. And that's what they did. It's just, so again, branch, man, it's all WWE in the end. And but I do, I feel like the way the brands are set up right now, a 3-3 tie could lend itself. And if you really want this Raw versus SmackDown thing to matter, a 3-3 tie could actually lend itself to future years of Survivor Series too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's been largely Raw dominated except for the NXT year. So doing this and having, you know, SmackDown now tie, and then next year can they pull off the win? Probably with half of Raw's roster at that point. So
yeah, at this point, like I said, I'm not even gonna worry about that. You know, God only knows what 2021
neither,
is going to
neither
look
are
like.
They. Neither is WWE.
Yes, yes. We know short term planning is what they're the best at. That's a strength that they have, if you wanna call it a strength. But that's what their focus is on. So, you know, let's just enjoy Survivor Series for what it is. It's, again, a big four pay-per-view, 30 years of The Undertaker. And we have, you know, the one night of the year where we have brand versus brand. So we will just enjoy it along with the entirety of our wrestling weekend with all these other events. We're going to take some time on Sunday to watch Survivor Series. And let us know your thoughts on what you think is going to be happening Survivor Series. What are your predictions on who's going to win what matches? Which brand do you think is going to have the overall winner, win the most matches of the night? Make sure you let us know on social media, again, at the hashtag Miranda, at ChairShotGreg, at ChairShotMedia. Follow us.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Oops.
Oops. Finger slipped. No, it didn't. Anyways, make sure you follow us on social media. Let us know when you rate, review, subscribe, all that too. You can let us know your thoughts. But I'm very interested to hear what everyone else thinks about this year's Survivor Series. But hey, up next, we got some bills to pay, Greg. So go ahead and do your thing.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Good times. Good times. Yes.
Good times I love had how by
we,
all.
We referenced something that happened on the Greg DeMarco show, but nobody could visually see. Then we visually do it on the hashtag Miranda show that nobody gets.
That's right. And we should leave it that way.
Yes. That's really
because you know what? As much as we pull back the curtain, I think we should be afforded the privilege of leaving one thing behind the curtain.
Yes. Of course. I mean, most people will get the reference anyways.
So. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
But if they listen to both shows, if they listen to the Greg DeMarco show and they watch the hashtag Miranda show, they'll figure it out for sure.
Not to put so much on you. If you've done it in reverse, that's fine too. That's also acceptable. That's an acceptable answer.
100%.
100%, yes. So that is it for this week's show. Thank you all so much for listening. This is, again, a highlight of my week. I cannot thank all of the listeners and viewers enough. As we mentioned, of course, this podcast is a proud part of the Chairshot Radio Network on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You can also watch this on YouTube at the Chair Shots YouTube page. You can see all of the crazy shenanigans, our facial expressions, what we're wearing today. I'm wearing my Huggers Got a Hug or Huggers Gonna Hug Bailey sweater because it's sweater weather.
Now I'm wearing a purple t-shirt.
Yeah, not really interesting, but whatever. You try.
I don't need it. I don't need an inching shirt.
No, you don't need it, but it's a lot funner.
Well, plus I don't want to take away from your fun shirt.
Oh, no, that's fine. You don't. I mean, hello. Look at this and me and everything around me. It's really a lot going on here. So don't worry. Don't you worry. But yes, if you're watching this, you can also leave comments on the page. So let us know your thoughts on this week's episode, like we talked about just right now. Some of your predictions for Survivor Series, your thoughts on the celebration of the 30 years of The Undertaker and really, you know, closing that door, that chapter. And even your thoughts on, you know, NXT not being included in this year's Survivor Series. Of course, again, at the hashtag Miranda on Instagram and Facebook. That's where you can find little old me. I am not on Twitter, so if you want to try and find me on Twitter, well, the second best place is at Chairshot Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And of course, you can follow my co-host Greg DeMarco at Chairshot Greg on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Don't forget, I mean, we talked a lot about independent wrestling, your local independent wrestling promotions. If you have the chance, just go support your local indie, man. That's all we can ask for. Go buy their t-shirts, like an IZW t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, where you can find your very own IZW wrestling t-shirt. You can buy it. May not come in time for this match or this show, but you can also, you know, find it, buy it, and then wear it in February for Monster 2.0. So you'll have plenty of time to wash it, to iron it, to get it all ready for February. So go ahead.
Get it professionally tailored if you want, if you choose.
I do need to do that as well. I have to do that. Remind me. Thank you. Put it on my to-do list. Yes, support your local independent wrestling promotion, whether it's buying a piece of merch. If they are running and you feel comfortable with going to their shows, you can absolutely do that. But even following them on social media, sharing posts, supporting the wrestlers who are part of independent promotions, you know, we can all do our little part. It doesn't have to be monetary. It could just be help spreading the word, letting other wrestling fans in your area know that independent promotions exist, that they're up and running, that they have content, going to, you know, their YouTube pages, you know, again, liking their posts. Those are all little things that we can do to support independent wrestling, because as wrestling fans, that's where it all starts. That's where, you know, the beautiful magic happens. And that's where we really get the connections as wrestling fans to, you know, the people in our community, the people who are part of our wrestling scene. And we also get to honor those who have made huge contributions to our local wrestling scenes and regional wrestling scenes. So That's just my, you know, the more you know promo for this week. But just go ahead and support your local wrestling promotions. Go to thechairshot.com. Go do all these wonderful, nice things for other people, because I think you're special. You're worth it. So go ahead and do all of those things. And take care of yourself. Treat yourself. Now, remember those things, because it can be a very busy time of year, hectic, stress, overwhelming, whatever it is. So I hope this show gave you just a little bit of a break, a little bit of a moment to smile, to relax. And that's what I'll keep on doing here at the hashtag Miranda Show. So for Greg DeMarco, I'm Miranda Morales. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, always keep it soft style.
Baddest motherfuckers on the planet are on that plane.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.